This is Ozarks at Large. When summer rolls around and school lets out, many school districts offer on-site summer lunch programs for children in need. But because of the pandemic, in-school food programs have temporarily ceased. To fill the gap, Arkansas is one of over 40 states applying for and receiving Pandemic Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program funding, or SNAP. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich explains.
Laura Kellums, Northwest Arkansas Director for Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, headquartered in Little Rock, works to ensure that all children and their families have the resources and opportunities to lead healthy and productive lives. Good nutrition is key. She says when schools temporarily closed due to the coronavirus pandemic in March, districts and agencies stepped up.
Schools tried a variety of ways to reach families and make sure that those kids had the meals that they needed. And people in the community may have seen some of those events where they would hand out sack lunches in a drive-through line or have families come pick up some version of a lunch or meal. And there were other community food drives that took place within the schools, but there wasn't one particular response. Everybody was sort of trying to put together the best that they could to make sure those families had the meals they needed.
And many districts come summer also provide free hot lunches in school lunchrooms to children who qualify as low income, but not during the pandemic. So Governor Asa Hutchinson's administration opted to apply for a Pandemic Supplemental Nutrition Assistance, or SNAP, authorized by the Families First Coronavirus Response Act to provide food to students who qualify for free and reduced lunch during the school year, as well as during summer months.
One of the relief packages that Congress passed in March, during the beginning of the pandemic, they passed those, you know, a series of laws that had all kinds of different ways that to respond to get relief to businesses and families and people who were experiencing unemployment. And this was one of the responses. And it's a brand new program that has never existed. So it was a way to acknowledge that there would be these millions of children throughout the nation who were going without maybe breakfast and lunch every day.
The Pandemic SNAP program provides new EBT cards, electronic benefits transfer payment cards, to qualifying families to purchase food for each child.
It's a SNAP card. So SNAP is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program that replaced what, you know, most people call the food stamp program. And so one of the ways that the SNAP program has been modernized over the years is that people get what's called an EBT card. It's an electronic benefits card. And it's like a debit card, kind of. It has a certain amount of money on it. And that's how people get their SNAP benefits in Arkansas. And so if you have one of these cards, it's loaded with the amount of food stamp benefits that you have for the month. And it, you know, it has a finite amount, and then you run out at whatever point in the month your family runs out of those benefits.
Current SNAP recipients will see that amount added to their EBT cards.
But one of the best parts about this program is that it will also reach the children whose families had never been eligible for SNAP before. And the most obvious community that will reach is immigrant families, because they're in the school district, and by virtue of their family income, they're able to qualify for the free and reduced lunch program, because it doesn't discriminate against children based on their immigration status, just like the school district doesn't discriminate against children attending based on their immigration status. And so there are these children in Arkansas, and particularly a large population here in Northwest Arkansas, who were on free and reduced lunch. And so their incomes would have qualified them for SNAP, but they weren't eligible because of their immigration status. And so those children, their families will also be receiving one of these cards to replace those school meals, even though they've never been eligible for SNAP before. And so that's one of the best things that came out of this relief package, is that we're going to reach children whose families wouldn't have had those SNAP benefits to help them supplement their family nutrition during this really difficult time.
Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families is collaborating with the Arkansas Department of Human Services, creating language-specific content in all mailings, for example, in Spanish and Marshallese.
Here's how to find out more information about it from a community organization or someone else. And so we're trying to make sure that when they see it, they may see a language that they speak and at least pay a little more attention to what it is.
The pandemic SNAP relief is being delivered at a time when the Trump administration aims to reduce federal funding to the SNAP program.
And so we're just really glad that that the Congress was able to create this new law that will actually get more benefits to families who would have lost those, who definitely already lost those school meals.
For details, search Pandemic SNAP for a bilingual FAQ or our website for this story link. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
The amount per qualifying child is a one-time payment of $319, calculated at $5.70 per meal per child for the days of the school year missed, retroactive to the day that schools closed.